Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:25 British Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day here for anyone who's looking at natural gas because it's currently up 816 points, which is really rather a lot. It's currently sitting right on $8, which is a bit of a resistance area, or at least has been an area of resistance in the past. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether it can hold this level, hopefully consolidate around here and break up. That would certainly break the medium-term downtrend, which is something I think a lot of people have been looking for. Again, I think this is probably the biggest move it's made all year, so certainly some bullish activity coming in there. And it's on the back of this remarkably hot weather they're getting in the US, which is turning on air conditioners and burning up some of that natural gas. There was a terrible surplus of it throughout the winter because we had such a mild winter. Now that we're having such a warm summer, the inventories are starting to be tapped, which is the first time that's happened since they've started recording inventory data or the reserve data for natural gas, which was back in 1994. So there is a bullish outlook so long as this weather continues hot, and of course the longer this heat wave continues, the higher the prices are likely to go. However, this is an area of resistance around the $8, so we would need to see it either break up from here or a consolidation in this area prior to breaking out. If it falls back from here, then we'd really need to see it find some support above those July lows, to give us some extra confidence that this really is a breaking up period for natural gas. And certainly seasonally, it's about the right time of the year. I think the first of the hurricanes came through last year towards the end of August. There was another one in September, another in October. So it's very much towards the end of the season that you get the big hurricanes. But that's by the by. This action is really quite good. Oil is up 51 cents at 73.75, so that's still sort of consolidating after we had that key reversal. I think it was 2 weeks ago now. Another big mover today was nickel. Nickel at one point was up over $1,000. It's up 800 at the moment at 25,500. And what that is continuing to look like on the chart is that we've seen it move well above the high, consolidate above the high, and now it's starting to strengthen again. So that really is looking like a charmed chart because it's doing everything that it should do, having broken out, consolidated, and now starting to look positive again. This could go on to start making new highs once it's broken out from this consolidation. So certainly, natural gas, or sorry, nickel is by far the most bullish of the base metals. Copper is having a good day in here today. It's up $7.10 at 362. That's still within that broad consolidation below the high, and it's much the same for some of the other base metals. One thing I have noticed is that in copper, the backwardation has pulled in quite a lot, and even though we've got a lot of industrial disagreements going on in various copper mines, there doesn't seem to be a great dearth of it in the short term because that backwardation has tightened right in, and there's really not much of a difference between the spot and the 3 month on the LME right now. And you'll see that chart in the chart library. Now, moving on to the equity markets. Well, because you had that GDP data coming through on Friday, that gave a good bounce to a good tailwind to the US markets. And they're giving it up a little bit in here today. The Dow is down 20, Nasdaq's down 4, and the S&P is down nearly 2. So they're holding the gain, but they're not moving or capitalizing upon the gain from last Friday. Very much the same case in Europe. The FTSE is currently down. Well, FTSE closed down 46 points, and that was about 0.78 of 1%. That was more or less the worst. The OMX in Sweden was a little bit worse than that, but really very steady in the equity markets. Not a whole pile to tell. Some of the emerging Asian markets are continuing to be weak. You're looking at Vietnam, that's continuing to make lower lows, having accelerated up to an all-time high before May. It's given up quite a lot of that now. That's probably coming back into a more valuable area. Now they have an awful lot of IPOs coming in there. They had an IPO a couple of weeks ago, which is now by far the biggest stock. I think it was the first bank IPO'd in Vietnam, so very much an emerging market and one to watch out for when liquidity starts getting put back into the markets, which may not be that very far ahead. Of course, the market is really starting to look at whether the Fed is going to pause in 2 weeks' time, and I think it's probably a 50-50 chance. And if they don't pause this time, they'll probably pause the next time. So that is going to provide a green light to equity investors, because having seen this correction, that we're by no means out of this correction, particularly in the US markets, it's going to be a signal to investors that the Fed is going to take their foot off the necks of investors and allow equity markets to go back up. But that's something that we'll have to see in the next couple of weeks. Of course, if the Fed were to raise again, that might give us another downdraft. What the most important thing we need to look at is on all equity markets, are those July lows going to hold? And until they fail, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And most of the charts really do warrant a bit more bullishness. The Nikkei was up 113 points today, nearly 114 points, up 0.75%, and the ASX was up 0.5%. So those are still, well, particularly the Nikkei is lagging some of the other markets, but still maintaining those higher lows. The benefit of, well, I suppose the way that Europe has the edge over some of these other markets is that it also has the higher highs along with the higher lows. Then moving on to treasuries, or the bond markets. Well, treasuries are at 105, 108.05 right now, so that's down a little bit on the day, but they're maintaining that break above 108, so that's a little bit more strength coming in there. Again, that's a little bit more pricing into the market that we're going to get a pause in interest rates. If that does occur, the chances are that we're going to see a little bit higher government bond prices, but the bearish argument for bonds, David went into it in detail, I think, in the Friday audio. But there's a lot of bonds out there, so there's plenty of supply. And when you've got government bonds issue or governments issuing 50-year bonds, do we really want to be buying them? Because obviously, if they think that they can sell 50-year bonds, they must think that this is probably a low in the interest rate cycle and that interest rates are only going to go up. So they're locking in their cost of capital right now, which is pretty bearish for bonds over the very long term. So if we do see a rally, once we see those government bond rallies starting to peter out and lose momentum, they're probably going to look like good shorts. But that's pretty much it for me. And if there's anything at all I can help you out with, or any questions you have, don't hesitate to contact me, and I'll be with you for the next 3 or 4 weeks. But thank you for your time.